Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This whole COVID thing, I asked earlier if anybody knew of any outbreaks of COVID from any of the millions of people every day nationwide who go to the grocery store or some other kind of store that's open. You know, they're busy places. And it's amazing to me that there haven't been outbreaks. Even among those stores that have had employees who have COVID. Just very strange getting a handle on the information flow and trying to make it make sense. Joining us now, Stan McCauley, businessman in Hartford, a community leader, a former candidate for mayor. Stan, welcome back to WTIC.
It's always good to be here, Todd. A lot of things happen.
What's on your mind? It's been a week since we've spoken. How have you updated your opinion since last we talked?
Well, my opinion was updated via our His Excellency yesterday as I listened to the, the back to school. Let's get ready to get the kids back in school. And it started off good, and then it went downhill from there. I think everybody was collectively shocked at the they're getting ready to get prepared for the event that we go back, even though we might not be back long. I don't know what it is. It was less than convincing.
What was the shocking part of it?
I guess I can reduce it down to one thing. Do we or do we not need masks? I think that's the salient question that everyone needs to start asking. Do we or don't we need masks? Need masks. Well, the kids have to wear masks in school. That's a problem. Because if the kids need to wear masks, that means that without them, they are at risk. I mean, it's just one of those things, you know, if this, then that. And that's where the disconnect comes. We hear so many contrary comments in one sentence that it's almost it would seemingly be impossible to put so many contradictory comments and statements in one paragraph, except for when you're doing a press conference.
So let's go through and let's assemble our assumptions based on what we've observed over the past three and a half months, Stan. My sense of the disease is where we are now, and this is evolving. So I think one of the reasons the governor in particular, appears to be so inconsistent is because he strikes an aura of total knowingness and authority in order to play governor in a crisis the way he wants to play governor in a crisis. And that's designed to be able to convince people that they have to do things. Because if this were a really dramatic health emergency, they think they would need to be able to boss us around and get us to do unusual things. As it is now, I think they're playing, you know, a lot of back and forth, trying to keep us worried, but also keeping us hopeful, so they can keep us on the hook and be able to reel us along with this. But I do think that they've evolved and that their opinion now is that the general opinion of those in the health business, in the pandemic business, will tell us that there is no risk of catching this thing off of an object, and that the way it communicates is through the air when coming out of somebody's lungs. Therefore, the only thing that they really have in their bag of tricks, other than staying away from each other, is when coming sort of close to each other, that you wear a mask. Is that where you're at, or do you have a different conclusion that you've come to?
Well, I think that's ultimately it comes down to that. You know, a lot of things have happened, and as you mentioned, they want to look all knowing. The problem with being all knowing is that you actually have to be all knowing. And when you don't know something, it becomes glaring. It's sort of like, I thought you said the lights in the room were off, but I can see everything.
Yeah.
Well, just ignore that.
Yes.
Close your eyes and pretend. And so if you're going to be a leader and you're going to take the hill and you're going to be a commander and you inspire your troops, it'll be known very quickly. You're either going to take the hill or everyone's going to die. But in a health pandemic, if after 2 weeks someone gets sick, then people start to question. We should have.
Well, they do, but there's all this confusing information, Stan. You know, the state is doing really well. The region is doing really well. And maybe that just comes down to that we were at the beginning of the cycle. And as it's moved across the country and hit at different times, all that we're really seeing is people who are having their peaks several weeks apart from each other. Maybe that's all that's going on.
It could be, but it still comes down to one thing. If at the end of the day, this is transmitted by air from the lungs of another person, that means that they must believe that the lungs of some young people could potentially have COVID-19, which means that if Johnny or Shaniqua takes off their mask and breathes in the classroom, that they put everyone in the class at risk. And until I can sign a waiver from the state that says we will be held liable and accountable for the sickness of your children, I'm not sending either one of my two daughters back to school.
Well, but kids don't get sick, do they?
No, but why do they have to wear a mask? See, these are the contradictions that cause, you know, adults who are responsible for their children's safety to question. It would be different if they started off the press conference saying, I know there's a lot of fear and a lot of intrepidation about going back to school in the midst of the pandemic. That's why the state of Connecticut is going to make sure that every school has a nurse in the building. Then parents would say by default, oh, wow, yeah, then there's nothing to worry about. And they fall in line, but they don't. They tell you they want the schools to be, you know, they're going to be, everyone's going to go back to school, but we're going to reduce the class size by half. Well, how can you get everyone back if everyone can't be in the building? I mean, little things like that cause people to really question the validity of the statement. It's like cornflakes to try them again for the first time. Stuff that makes no sense.
We're talking to Stan McCauley. He's a businessman, a politician, a community leader from Hartford. And we're talking about the school policy that the governor unveiled yesterday. And it is confusing, but maybe that's because they're confused. And what they want to do is put pressure on the experience in order that they have everybody facing this with trepidation and disease and maybe not wanting to send their kids back. Maybe that's the idea, is to make sure that people are viewing this as something where they have to bear the responsibility and make a decision about their own child's best interests. Hold on a sec, Stan. We'll just get a weather report and continue the conversation. Overnight, it's going to cool down. Temperatures dropping slightly below 60 degrees. Tomorrow, it'll be some showers and thunderstorms during the day in some spots with a mix of sun and clouds most of the day. A more humid day with a high temperature of 83 degrees. And Sunday, intervals of sun and some clouds. And again, maybe a shower or thunderstorm in the area later in the day with a high temperature of 86 degrees. Right now, 84 at WTIC. Continuing with Stan McCauley. So maybe, Stan, this is just they don't know what they're doing, but they know they don't like the idea of them bearing responsibility for sending kids back to school. So they want to make it, they want to scare parents about this.
That would be the ultimate genius of the madness of what would seem to be disjointed incompetence is actually pure genius, off the chart IQ, messaging and narrative manipulation. Since we don't want to say schools won't open, we'll make it the parents opt out by not sending their kids, and we don't have enough buy-in from the parents. And hey, I tried to open the schools. We had our best minds, brightest minds, come up with ideas. But if parents don't buy in, then I got to do what my constituents want. And so we won't.
Just
we
not
won't
enough people it. Showing up for school to justify having it open. That's what, and then they're victims.
One or the other.
Yes. But it's a really, so what would you do? Is your sense, my sense is that everything should be operating, especially having to do with children, especially when you see these numbers where basically nobody got sick with 1,552 daycare centers open over the last 4 months, a handful of cases. And that would seem to indicate that if you're going to send lots of kids into a building, there's not much to worry about. But you can't really blame a politician who, by their very nature, they're scared to death of making any decision. Why would they want to make a decision to say, let's send the children out into public? And you indicated yourself, Stan, that you wouldn't want your children going to school if you don't have solid information regarding their safety. But the only way to maintain normalcy here is for people to accept the fact that life is now different and we're going to have to make some decisions that are, you know, that really hit home.
You know, it still comes down to the basic question. If they can answer this, I think we can move forward with breakneck speed across the country with life back to normal. Do we or do we not need a mask? If we need the mask, then we have a problem. If we don't,
well, the mask is to protect other people, right, from catching something from us. And if we think about you're packing people into a building, it makes sense, if you're a politician in particular, that you tell people to wear masks because you don't want happening here what's going on in Arizona or Texas.
I liken the mask to squares on the ground that have a big LM on them, which say landmine. As long as you don't step on the landmine, you'll be fine. So
that's life. You just define life, Sam McCauley.
Right, but we can navigate the landmines, but I don't know that I want my children that close to the landmines if I can keep them safe at home with a social distancing. I'll social distance them at home and take the option to have my kids do distance learning. When my 10-year-old tells me, Dad, I don't want to wear a mask, I says, well, honey, that makes sense. She says, that doesn't make sense, Dad. If I have to wear a mask, then it's not safe. I mean, she's 10.
The answer to that is safety resides on a continuum, not on a binary black and white option. And so it's about how do you mitigate risk rather than guarantee that there is no risk, because there's no such thing as guaranteeing there is no risk.
Well, the longer I go into the big box stores where we should have, you know, people should be, the hospitals should be overrun. They should have an emergency vehicle to take you right from the big box store to the hospital, in theory. But that is not the case. But I go to the big box store, and people are walking around with the mask just covering their mouth because they can't breathe. So they're breathing
yes,
through their nose.
Because I hate it.
But the mouth is covered.
Yeah. So maybe the thing to do is to send the kids to school at Stop and Shop. Because everyone's been in Stop and Shop for months, there's no problems. And have them move around a lot. Kids need more motion at school anyway, so they have physical activity. And don't have them sit. Have them just push carts around and discuss discuss the curriculum. Because there's something so – this is the bizarre thing. I think this is what you're driving at, Stan, that there is no straight-up answer for all these inconsistencies, and that as a result, it looks like if they're telling us we have to send the kids to school with masks, what they're really saying is they don't want to make a decision. And
they don't want to make a decision.
And that makes this.
I think they would do everybody and themselves a grave, a huge service and a big favor if they just simply said, we don't know. And we need you all to work with us. We're going to try a couple of things and see what works best. And together we will get through this. We don't know what we should be doing, but our best.
Stan McCauley is suggesting honesty being part of politics. Good luck selling that one, Stan.
Well, we know the result of that already. It doesn't work.
Thank you, sir, for being here. We'll see you again next week. Well, it doesn't work because they don't adopt it. Great to talk with you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.